Human behavior is shaped by a complex web of factors, both seen and unseen, that push us toward action. Whether stemming from deep reflection or instinctive impulses, the forces propelling us forward are as diverse as the individuals themselves. The decisions we make and the actions we take ultimately shape our reality. Whether driven by purpose, influenced by our surroundings, or sparked by emotions, each action is rooted in layers of thought and motivation. Understanding the various types of actions, from purposeful and reflective to spontaneous, habitual, and influenced by beliefs or cultural norms, helps us become more mindful of how we navigate life. By recognizing both the internal and external forces at play, we can align our actions with our goals, values, and aspirations. Let us explore different types of actions, the influences behind them, the reasons we act or don't act, the implications of inaction and the consequences of our actions. Various types of actions: purposeful action, goal-driven actions rooted in a clear objective or aspiration, e.g., pursuing a career, completing a project, alignment with values. Purposeful actions stem from deeply held principles or ideals. Intentionality: conscious, deliberate effort to create a desired outcome. Spontaneous action, unplanned responses. Actions that emerge naturally, often in response to immediate stimuli or emotions. Instinctive behavior: unconscious reactions such as reflexes or gut decisions. Creativity in action: innovations and problem solving arise in unstructured, spontaneous moments. Reflective action: action through awareness, mindfulness or deep reflection preceding or accompanying action. Self-correction: adapting actions based on evaluating past behaviors or outcomes. Learning by doing: using actions as a feedback loop to refine skills or understanding. Collective action: collaboration, coordinated efforts with others toward a shared purpose, e.g., teamwork, protests, or group projects. Social influence: acting based on shared norms, peer dynamics, or societal expectations. Community impact: actions that extend beyond personal gain, contributing to a larger cause. Ethical and moral action: accountability, taking responsibility for the consequences of one's actions. Moral dilemmas: balancing choices between right and wrong, especially when both outcomes have weight. Acting for justice: engaging in actions to address inequalities or unfair practices. Energetic and subtle action: non-physical impact, actions like thoughts, prayers, or intentions that influence the self or others energetically. Vibrational contribution: small, unseen influences through attitude, presence, or silent support. Transformative action: changing the self, actions leading to personal growth, such as adopting new habits or letting go of past patterns. Changing the world: efforts to create systemic or large-scale transformation through activism, innovation, or education. Continuous action: being in flow, a state of seamless, effortless engagement where action feels natural and fulfilling. Momentum: building upon small actions to create sustained energy or progress over time. Adaptability: remaining in action even when circumstances shift, requiring flexibility. Passive action: choosing not to act, deliberate restraint or inaction, which can also be a powerful form of action, e.g., peaceful protest, patience, observing and learning. Gaining insights by pausing or absorbing experiences instead of immediate intervention. Holding space: supporting others by being present without directly intervening. Embodied action: integration of mind and body, actions that harmonize physical movements with mental and emotional states, e.g., dance, sports, yoga. Somatic awareness: recognizing and acting in alignment with bodily sensations or instincts. Expressive action: using body language, gestures, or art as a medium of action. Habitual action: autopilot behavior, repetitive actions driven by ingrained habits, whether constructive, e.g., exercising, or destructive, e.g., procrastinating, breaking patterns. Conscious efforts to disrupt and reform unhealthy habits. Building discipline: using repeated action to establish and strengthen desired routines. Action through relationships: acts of service, actions motivated by love, care, or commitment to others. interpersonal influence, adjusting behavior based on relationship dynamics or feedback. Communication is action, the power of words and dialogue to affect change. Action is identity being defined by action. Individuals are often perceived based on what they do rather than who they are. Action versus intention. Distinguishing between what a person means to do and what they actually achieve. Legacy. The lasting impact of one's actions over time. Inner action mental rehearsal. Visualizing or planning actions before executing them physically. Emotional processing. Working through feelings internally, which can influence external behaviors. Spiritual practices. Inner work like meditation, prayer, or self-inquiry as forms of meaningful action. Universal action interconnection. Recognizing that every action is part of a larger system, influencing and being influenced by others. Cause and effect. Understanding the ripple effects of actions, karma or consequences. Alignment with nature. Acting in harmony with natural cycles and rhythms. Resistance to action procrastination. Avoiding action due to fear, overwhelm, or lack of clarity. Inner conflict. Struggles between opposing desires or beliefs delaying decisions. External barriers. Circumstances or constraints preventing desired actions. Every action we take stems from a combination of influences, ranging from logical reasoning and deeply held beliefs to emotional triggers and environmental cues. For instance, actions rooted in logical reasoning often lead to structured outcomes, while actions driven by emotional impulses can result in spontaneous, unplanned changes. On the other hand, actions based on habitual patterns might feel automatic, but they also present opportunities for growth when consciously reevaluated. Additionally, external factors such as social influence, peer pressure, and cultural norms can either encourage or deter certain actions, while inner processes like intuition and self-reflection help guide our choices. Whether we are acting out of necessity or purpose, every action we take contributes to the bigger picture of who we are and what we hope to achieve. Let us explore them. Understanding the influences behind actions. 1. Thought processes. Logical reasoning and analytical thinking why we do not act. Overthinking can paralyze decision-making, making it hard to take concrete steps due to fear of making mistakes or missing the perfect solution. Implications of non-action. Inaction due to excessive analysis can result in missed opportunities, stagnation, and frustration. Why we should act. Logical reasoning helps evaluate potential outcomes and risks, driving informed decisions that can lead to success. Consequences of actions. Acting based on logical reasoning leads to structured progress, potentially minimizing risk and enhancing success. Point 2. Beliefs and convictions. Deeply rooted values and worldviews why we do not act. Fear of violating personal or cultural beliefs can make it difficult to take actions that conflict with deep-seated convictions. Implications of non-action. Failure to act according to beliefs can lead to inner conflict, dissatisfaction, and a sense of being disconnected from one's true self. Why we should act. Aligning actions with beliefs and values can reinforce personal integrity and create a sense of fulfillment and purpose. Consequences of actions. Acting based on beliefs strengthens self-confidence and can inspire others who share similar convictions. Point 3. Emotions and feelings. Temporary emotional states why we do not act. Strong emotions like fear or anger can cloud judgment, leading to hesitation or avoidance. Implications of non-action. Inaction in response to emotions may prolong distress and worsen the emotional state. Why we should act. Acting while mindful of emotions ensures that decisions are not solely driven by short-term feelings but also take long-term consequences into account. Consequences of actions. Positive actions based on emotional awareness can lead to healthier outcomes and greater emotional stability. Point 4. Desires and aspirations. Long-term goals or ambitions why we do not act. Fear of failure or uncertainty about the future can prevent us from pursuing big dreams. Implications of non-action. Failing to pursue desires can lead to regret, a sense of unfulfilled potential, and missed opportunities. Why we should act. Taking steps toward long-term goals brings us closer to fulfilling our aspirations and creates a sense of purpose and achievement. consequences of actions. Acting toward ambitions can result in personal growth, career success, and fulfillment. 5. Basic biological needs. Hunger, thirst, and sleep. Why we do not act. Immediate biological needs often dominate decision-making, diverting attention from longer-term goals. Implications of non-action. Neglecting biological needs leads to fatigue, poor health, and diminished performance in other areas of life. Why we should act. Prioritizing basic needs ensures that we maintain physical health and energy, enabling effective action. Consequences of actions. Acting to meet biological needs ensures well-being and the capacity to engage in other actions. 6. Instinctual responses. Innate survival mechanisms. Why we do not act. Instincts like fear can prompt immediate avoidance or hesitation in situations where action may be beneficial. Implications of non-action. Failure to respond instinctively in threatening situations could result in harm or missed opportunities for protection. Why we should act. Trusting in the fight or flight reflex can protect us from danger and guide our decisions in moments of crisis. Consequences of actions. Properly responding to instinctual cues can ensure survival and immediate safety. 7. Habits and routines. Patterns of repeated actions. Why we do not act. Established habits and routines can create comfort zones, leading to inertia and resistance to change. Implications of non-action. Sticking to unhealthy or outdated habits can lead to stagnation and missed opportunities for improvement. Why we should act. Breaking away from unproductive habits allows for growth and adaptation to new circumstances. Consequences of actions. Changing habits can lead to positive transformations and greater efficiency in achieving goals. 8. Learned conditioning. Responses to training or experiences. Why we do not act. Negative past experiences or conditioned fears can make us hesitant to act in similar situations, even if they offer positive potential. Implications of non-action. Failing to break free from learned conditioning can perpetuate unhelpful cycles and missed opportunities. Why we should act. Reconditioning and confronting learned responses can open new doors and reduce the impact of past failures on present actions. Consequences of actions. Taking action despite learned behaviors can lead to breaking through limitations and fostering growth. 9. Environmental context. Surrounding physical and social setting. Why we do not act. A challenging or unfamiliar environment can be intimidating, leading to hesitation and inaction. Implications of non-action. Failure to adapt or leverage the environment may lead to a lack of progress or missed chances for growth. Why we should act. A favorable environment provides external motivation and resources that make it easier to take action. Consequences of actions. Acting within or altering the environment can improve outcomes and expand opportunities. 10. Peer influence, pressure or encouragement from social groups. Why we do not act. Negative peer pressure or fear of judgment can hold us back from pursuing actions that go against the group's norms. Implications of non-action. Giving in to negative peer pressure may result in conformity, unfulfilled potential, and missed personal growth. Why we should act. Positive peer influence can provide encouragement, motivation, and collaborative efforts to achieve goals. Consequences of actions. Following positive peer influence can lead to personal and collective achievements, fostering social support and motivation. 11. Cultural norms, societal expectations and traditions. Why we do not act. Fear of cultural rejection or violating social norms can prevent us from taking actions that could be beneficial but non-traditional. Implications of non-action. Ignoring cultural expectations may lead to social isolation or lack of acceptance. Why we should act. Understanding and selectively engaging with cultural norms can help balance personal goals with social harmony. Consequences of actions. Adapting to or challenging cultural norms can lead to personal satisfaction, social acceptance, or innovation. 12. Moral judgments. Personal ethics or sense of right and wrong. Why we do not act. Concern for doing the right thing can cause delay or avoidance, especially in complex situations. Implications of non-action. Inaction due to moral conflict may result in unresolved dilemmas, guilt, or internal struggle. Why we should act. Acting according to personal ethics ensures that decisions align with values, fostering integrity and personal peace. Consequences of actions. Acting with moral clarity leads to actions that align with personal values and can inspire others. 13. Intuition and gut feelings. Subconscious understanding why we do not act. Disregarding intuition can result from overanalyzing or doubting non-rational insights. Implications of non-action. Ignoring intuitive insights may result in missed opportunities or failure to act in critical moments. Why we should act. Trusting gut feelings can sometimes provide a quick, accurate understanding, especially in uncertain situations. Consequences of actions. Acting on intuition can often lead to positive, albeit unpredictable, outcomes and deeper insights. 14. Triggers or events. External occurrences are changes why we do not act. We may hesitate to act in response to triggers due to fear, uncertainty, or an unclear course of action. Implications of non-action. Ignoring or delaying a response to triggers can lead to missed opportunities, especially in time-sensitive situations. Why we should act. External triggers can serve as valuable cues to take action at a pivotal moment. Consequences of actions. Acting in response to events can turn challenges into opportunities and ensure timely decisions. 15. Physical condition, health, energy levels, and strength why we do not act. Poor health or fatigue can create physical limitations that hinder action. Implications of non-action. Ignoring physical health can result in long-term health decline, decreased productivity, and lower quality of life. Why we should act. Maintaining physical well-being enhances our capacity to take effective action and improve quality of life. Consequences of actions. Taking care of one's physical condition ensures sustained energy and resilience, enabling continuous action. 16. Mental clarity. Ability to focus and maintain sharpness why we do not act. Mental fog or stress can interfere with focus, causing hesitation or poor decision-making. Implications of non-action. Lack of mental clarity can lead to confusion, poor decision-making, and missed opportunities. Why we should act. Clarity of mind enables us to make clear, reasoned decisions that lead to better outcomes. Consequences of actions. Acting with mental clarity leads to more effective, focused decisions and greater success. 17. Knowledge and awareness. Understanding and information why we do not act. Lack of knowledge or fear of making mistakes due to insufficient information can lead to inaction. Implications of non-action. Failing to act due to a lack of knowledge can lead to missed opportunities or inefficient actions. Why we should act. Knowledge empowers decision-making and reduces uncertainty, enabling us to act confidently. Consequences of actions. Acting with knowledge leads to informed, effective actions, reducing risks and enhancing outcomes. 18. Goals and objectives. Define targets and milestones why we do not act. Unclear or unattainable goals may cause indecision and lack of motivation. Implications of non-action. Without goals, actions can feel aimless, and progress may stagnate, leading to frustration. Why we should act. Having clear goals provides direction, motivation, and a sense of purpose that propels us toward achievement. Consequences of actions. Working toward goals results in tangible achievements and growth, reinforcing motivation. 19. Responsibilities and obligations. Commitments to others are roles why we do not act. Fear of letting others down or conflicting obligations can create stress, preventing us from acting. Implications of non-action. Failure to act on responsibilities can lead to broken commitments, damaged relationships, and guilt. Why we should act. Fulfilling responsibilities brings a sense of accomplishment, builds trust, and strengthens relationships. Consequences of actions. Acting on responsibilities leads to stronger bonds, trust, and personal fulfillment. 20. Personal identity. Self-perception and alignment why we do not act. Insecurity or fear of changing one's identity can prevent action that challenges self-perception. Implications of non-action. Not aligning actions with identity can lead to inner conflict, confusion, and dissatisfaction. Why we should act. Acting in line with one's true self reinforces authenticity and contributes to a sense of personal coherence. Consequences of actions. Acting in line with personal identity enhances self-esteem, satisfaction, and overall happiness. 2.1. Energy and motivation. Internal drive and enthusiasm. Why we do not act. Lack of motivation or energy can result in procrastination or avoidance of necessary tasks. Implications of non-action. Low energy and motivation can lead to missed deadlines, lack of progress, and regret. Why we should act. Motivation and energy drive proactive behavior, leading to productivity and fulfillment of goals. Consequences of actions. Acting with enthusiasm and energy brings momentum and successful results. 2.2. Curiosity and exploration. Desire to learn or discover why we do not act. Fear of the unknown or failure may hinder exploration or pursuing new experiences. Implications of non-action. Failing to explore leads to stagnation and missed opportunities for learning and discovery. Why we should act. Curiosity opens the door to new experiences, knowledge, and personal growth. Consequences of actions. Acting on curiosity leads to innovation, increased understanding, and personal growth. 2.3. Fear and avoidance. Need to escape danger or negative consequences. Why we do not act. Fear of failure or danger can paralyze action, especially in high-risk situations. Implications of non-action. Fear-driven inaction can lead to missed opportunities and avoidance of necessary risks. Why we should act. Confronting fear can lead to growth, learning, and improved resilience. Consequences of actions. Facing fear often leads to overcoming obstacles and achieving greater self-confidence. 2.4. Reward expectation. Anticipation of a benefit or incentive. Why we do not act. Doubt about whether a reward is worth the effort can discourage action. Implications of non-action. Not acting due to lack of perceived reward can lead to frustration and unfulfilled potential. Why we should act. Rewards provide motivation and a clear incentive to pursue goals, ensuring progress and success. Consequences of actions. The pursuit of rewards leads to tangible benefits and personal satisfaction. 2.5. Time pressure, urgency or deadlines. Why we do not act. Pressure or a lack of preparation may cause us to procrastinate or avoid acting when under time constraints. Implications of non-action. Failure to act within the deadline can result in missed opportunities, late penalties, or missed success. Why we should act. Time pressure forces quick decision-making and prioritization, which can drive effective action. Consequences of actions. Taking decisive action within time constraints leads to timely achievements and progress. 2.6. Conflict and tension. Interpersonal or internal struggles. Why we do not act. Unresolved conflict or tension may paralyze decision-making and cause avoidance. Implications of non-action. Avoiding conflict can lead to unresolved issues, resentment, and prolonged tension. Why we should act. Addressing conflict head-on resolves issues, promotes peace, and facilitates growth. Consequences of actions. Addressing conflict often leads to resolution, improved relationships, and emotional clarity. 2.7. Social recognition. Need for approval, acknowledgement, or status. Why we do not act. Fear of rejection or failure to gain approval can prevent us from pursuing goals. Implications of non-action. Inaction may lead to isolation, missed opportunities for validation, and low self-esteem. Why we should act. Seeking social recognition can provide positive reinforcement, fostering confidence and motivation. Consequences of actions. Pursuing recognition enhances self-worth, status, and social connections. 2.8. Spiritual guidance. Faith, spiritual teachings, or connection. Why we do not act. Doubt or disconnection from spiritual practices may prevent individuals from acting in alignment with their beliefs. Implications of non-action. Ignoring spiritual beliefs may lead to a sense of emptiness or disillusionment. Why we should act. Spiritual guidance provides clarity, purpose, and moral direction, leading to a deeper sense of peace. Consequences of actions. Acting in accordance with spiritual values brings peace, fulfillment, and greater connection to others. 2.9. Opportunities. Availability of resources or favorable conditions why we do not act. Missed opportunities or failure to recognize advantageous situations can lead to inaction. Implications of non-action. Failing to seize opportunities can result in missed growth or success. Why we should act. Seizing opportunities when they arise ensures that favorable conditions are fully utilized for personal or professional benefit. Consequences of actions. Acting on available opportunities leads to progress, success, and advancement. 30. Imagination, creative thinking, and future possibilities why we do not act. Fear of failure or doubts about feasibility may prevent action on creative ideas. Implications of non-action. Not acting on creative ideas can lead to missed innovation and stagnation. Why we should act. Imagination drives innovation and creative solutions to challenges, fostering growth and progress. Consequences of actions. Acting on imagination can result in breakthroughs, new solutions, and transformative outcomes. Conclusion. Action is the transformative force that bridges intention with reality. Whether deliberate or spontaneous, each form of action plays a critical role in shaping both our personal lives and the lives of others. Inaction, too, holds value, providing the space to pause, reflect, and make informed decisions on the best path forward. By recognizing the impact of both external and internal actions, we become more mindful in how we approach change. Awareness of our motivations allows us to make decisions that align with our values and long-term goals. Every action, no matter its scale, carries the potential to influence our future. The key lies in staying engaged, adaptable, and mindful, ensuring that our steps, whether planned or spontaneous, are intentional and impactful.